Thank you for calling in customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
92014. I was just on hold for 8 to 10 minutes. Correct.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Michael Wellman.
Thank you so much for that information, Mr. Wellman. Okay. Do you know why you were placed on hold?
I have no reason to believe, other than I told them that for whatever reason you sent me 4 different confirmations for an order I thought I placed for 1.
Okay. Were you speaking with the supervisor?
I don't believe so. I didn't ask for a supervisor. I was put on hold and never picked up again. She told me to wait.
And I apologize for that, sir.
Are you affiliated with Amazon?
No, sir, I'm not.
No. So you, USPS?
Sir, I was asking for you to spell your last name so I can try to locate your account.
Wellman. I've just ordered in the last 15 minutes.
Okay. So it may not be updated in the system yet. Because I'm not able, I'm
Well, I can give you confirmation numbers. I don't want you to deliver the goods. You sent me the email confirmation immediately within a minute.
All right. What about the... I didn't pull up with your zip code or your name. I can try the card that was charged.
What about the confirmation numbers? Wouldn't they be relevant?
I can try that, sir.
Okay, let me try that first, okay?
Sure.
I'm not feeling real comfortable about this.
I can understand.
1 second.
Okay.
The first number, do you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
919-215-560.
That was 919-215-560.
I'm sorry, I don't have you on speaker. I have a new phone and I'm not that great at it.
919-215-560. Yes, sir. That didn't pull up any information for me.
I'm sorry?
That didn't pull up any information for me.
Well, there's also a 6-1, a 6-3. Hello?
Yes, sir. Just a moment.
Where are you located?
I'm located in Alabama.
Okay, because I'm just getting a call from Lafayette, California, for some reason, it appears. Anyway, I'm ignoring that to speak
that?
With you. No. I don't want to lose you. I'll call back or whoever it is. Are you there?
I am. Still searching for your account information. What was that, sir?
I was just asking, the confirmation numbers aren't coming with any information for you.
Yeah, no, it's not pulling up anything. It may not have updated in my system. I can try the email address that you have on file.
Fine. Mike, M-I-K-E, at international, that's I-N-T-E-R-N-A-T-I-O-N-A-L, and then there's another word after that, Molders with an M. As in Michael, Olders, internationalmolders.com.
Thank you for that information. Let's see. That didn't pull up anything. We're open 24 hours. You are more than welcome to give us a call back, or you can speak with your financial institution tomorrow and ask them for another customer service number because you're not pulling up in my database.
what is the name of your company that you represent?
We service several different online companies, sir. I'm a call center.
I see. And you're telling me that the confirmation number,
none of the
my name, my email address, none of those things come up with anything. But you were able to confirm my order in a matter of a minute. Is that right?
None of the information that I asked you for pulled up any.
What else
in my
would
database.
Accomplish it? Might help accomplish it.
That was it, sir.
Mm-hmm. And you're open 24 hours.
That's correct.
I see. There's no way for me to cancel the order
Not
due to the fact that you have no
look.
Information.
Right.
How long would it normally be that you would get information on a booked order?
It normally doesn't take long, sir.
Well, then I'll try back, I guess, in a half an hour again.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and thanks for calling customer service.
Bye.